Good morning. My name's Lily. Thank you for joining me in this 45-minute Rise and Shine flow. I hope you enjoy. We'll start standing so you can come to Tadasana at the top of your mat. Beginning by grounding, just looking down at your feet, seeing that your feet are parallel, hips distance. You can spread your toes, engage your thighs back, engage your abdominals, and open across the chest. And let's just take our hands to heart center, close the eyes, and take a moment to turn within and check into how you're feeling, what your body's like today, and check into your breath. And begin to take the breath deeper, taking a few deep breaths. Letting go of whatever came before this moment and arriving fully to be present here for yourself, for your body, for your practice. You can softly open your eyes. We'll let the hands come down. Inhale, reach all the way up, greeting the day. Open the heart and the elbows as you exhale. Draw the elbows down. Releasing the hands and again scooping forward as you inhale up. Opening the arms, elbows bent, heart lifts as you release the breath. Let's do that again. Big breath in. And just let it go. One more time. And you can join me for that. Exhale out the mouth like a sigh. Bringing the hands behind you, interlacing, grounding down through the heels, reaching back through the arms, the hands. Inhale, lift up through the heart. Exhale, lead with your chest and your sit bones down and come all the way towards the earth. Feel free to bend your knees as you release your head. You can shake out your neck, let all tension go. Just letting your head hang like a ripe fruit on a tree. Release the hands down. Planting the hands, let's step back and lower the knees down to table. We'll inhale to open the heart. Draw the outer shoulders back. And exhale to round, pushing down, lifting across the back of the heart. Inhale, drawing the heart open, little bend in the elbows. And exhale, pressing the earth away, broadening across the back body. Good, once again. Now we'll switch, so take a deep inhale here, get really broad across the back. Exhale, let it go. Radiate heart forward. Tailbone lifts. Inhale, engaging into your belly. Abdominal strong to spread across the back body. And exhale, heart forward. Shoulders roll back. Once more. Good. Finding a neutral spine, and we're gonna take the spine over to the left, up as you inhale, and over to the right, exhaling as you come down. So just making a big circle with your breath. You can just let my cues be an inspiration for when to breathe, but let your breath rhythm lead the way. Letting your movements follow the rhythm of your breath. So making these circles big and smooth, just starting to warm up into the whole spine and all the muscles that support the spine. Pausing at the next exhale and inhale up the other way. Just letting your head follow naturally. I kind of think of it like a balloon and my spine is a string, just letting the head kind of move in circles in an easy, natural way. And then a few more moments to just move around here in your table in any way that feels good, just letting it be organic, listening to the body. Taking another deep breath. All right, we'll take the hands forward about a foot. Big inhale here. On your exhale, let your forehead come down towards the earth, melting and opening across the heart. Coming onto the forearms and shifting to forearm plank. So shoulders over the elbows, heels reach back. You're welcome to be on the knees if you like for this. Just building some strength and warming up across the core and the shoulders. So on your inhale, round, looking towards your belly button. Coiling in, engaging. Exhale, radiate, heart forward, heels back. Inhale, drawing in and up. Rooting with the arms and feet onto the earth. Exhale, heels back, heart forward, strong belly. Let's do that a couple more times. Big breath in. Exhale, open. Feeling your strength building. And great job on this exhale. You can lower your hips all the way down. And inhale to Sphinx, pulling the heart forward as the tailbone reaches back. Let's come all the way down to Prana, hands in prayer. Just rest your forehead. You can let your hips sway. This is such a great posture to come to anytime. You just need to rest, connect to yourself, reconnect to the earth. Take a moment for intention or for prayer. Now slide the hands back under the shoulders. Inhale to your cobra, that could be low or high, keeping a little bend in the elbows if you rise. And exhale, press all the way up and back, downward dog. Take a moment to establish yourself. See that your fingers are spread wide and your feet are hips distance apart, spreading the toes. Feel free to bend your knees to start. And then begin to bend and straighten each leg. And if it feels good, you can also let the hips sway over to one side and the other, opening across the hips and sideways, shoulders and hamstrings. Coming to center and rooting into the left foot. Inhale, sweep the right leg back and up, getting long from hands to right toes. Exhale, engage the belly as you squeeze your thigh in, rounding, step forward. You can use your hands if you need to shift your ankle right under your knee. And then just like we did before in the cat-cow, we'll inhale to round and coil in. Exhale to radiate, heart forward, heel back. Do that twice more at your own breath. Rolling the outer shoulders back, lifting through the back thigh. On this exhale, you can lower the back knee You could keep it lifted if you want even more strength building. We'll inhale, sweep the arms up, press down into your right foot to get really tall, and then exhale into this open heart shape. We call it Prana Mudra. Inhale, rise up, get tall and long. Exhale, open heart lifts, elbows down. Once more, inhale, rise. Inner thighs draw together. Exhale, open with integrity. Hands come down. We'll plant the left hand, lift the back knee, and sweep the right arm up to the sky. Inhale here. Reach back through the heel and forward through the top of your head, reaching out in all directions. And now take a few circles with your right arm with the breath. Inhale, rise. Exhale, sweep back and down. Plant the right hand. Step back to plank. Inhale. Exhale, we'll lower all the way down. So you could take your knees down or keep them lifted. Shoulders roll back as you come down onto the belly. Inhale, sweep the arms back and lift the legs. Exhale, come all the way down to pranam. Take a rest. Slide the hands back. Inhale, rise. Low or high cobra, or even upward dog. And exhale, with strength in the belly, press back, downward dog. Inhale, the left leg sweeps back and up. Exhale, coil in, thigh towards chest. Roll forward and step to your left thumb. Inhale, engage, round the back, lift the back thigh. Exhale, heart opens, right heel reaches back. Let's do that twice more. Inhale, coil in. Exhale, let the heart open. Press back through your right heel, shoulders roll back. And on this exhale, lower the back knee. Inhale, sweep the arms forward and up. Press down through your left foot, get tall. Exhale, open the hips, the heart, the gaze can lift. And twice more, inhale, rise. Exhale, open. Inhale. And as you release, plant the right hand, lift the back knee, and lift the left arm up to the sky. Stretch back through the right heel, forward through the head, opening in all directions. And then circle your left arm in big circles, opening through the shoulder girdle. That hand down, step back to plank, take a breath in. You can lower your knees or keep them lifted as you bring your heart all the way down. Shoulders stay lifted. Inhale, sweep up. This time we'll interlace the fingers, bring the feet together, and we'll take a few breaths here. Inhale to rise up. Exhale, part way down. Inhale, strengthening the back body, the glutes, the hamstrings. Exhale, part way down. Once more. Puff the heart forward, reach back through the toes. And exhale all the way to pranam. Sway the hips. Deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just take a moment to settle, balancing effort with ease. Checking in, see how you're doing, see what kind of effort you need to make or where you need to make adjustments to be more easy with yourself. Slide your hands back, rise to low or high cobra or upward dog, lifting the thighs, and press back downward facing dog. Inhale, right leg to the sky. This time, open the hips, stack your right over your left, bend your right knee, and you can either hang out here, drawing the left hip back, pressing evenly through both hands, or take some big circles through the right thigh. As you exhale, coil in, step right foot to right thumb, turn your back heel down, and sweep up to warrior two, left hand back, right arm forward. Ground down through your right thigh, press your left thigh back, lift up across the chest, good. So let the left hand come down, sweep the right arm up and back, inhale. And let your hand cross your body to touch your thigh or take your elbow to your thigh. Inhale, left arm circles up and over. Exhale, take it back to the thigh. Inhale. And exhale. So we'll do that a couple more times. And if you want to take it a little bit deeper, your front hand can come down to your ankle or the floor. Staying deeply bent in that front knee, gaining strength in your quadriceps. This time we'll stay here, opening into Parshvakonasana, lean back. Draw your left pinky down towards the earth to externally rotate your shoulder, and then spin your heart to the sky as you use the lever of your right arm against your right leg. Get long like a lightning bolt from your left heel rooting down to your left fingers reaching up away in that diagonal. Soften the left shoulder back into its socket. One more breath. And then release your hand down. And then take both hands over in a diagonal to the left, like your hands are in downward dog and your heart can soften here. And just take a little sway of your hips left and right. Now walk your hands over to the left. Turn both your toes towards the left long side of your mat. Bend your left knee and look to the right. Inhale to center. Exhale, bend the right knee, look to the left. So we'll go like that, side to side. And if you want to make it a little bit deeper, you can actually release your hands up as you inhale, out like wings as you exhale, look towards your long leg. Inhale, center. Exhale, open. Once more each side. Now turn to your front leg. Spin your right toes forward and come down onto your left knee. Inhale, open your heart. Here's where you might want to have a couple of blocks under your hands as we let the right leg come towards straight. Pull the toes back and bow over your right shin. And just see what your body wants to do here. You could just be still, letting your upper body surrender towards the earth. Or you could find a pulsation, inhaling to unwind the spine, reach the heart and gaze forward. And exhale, let the spine wave down towards the earth. Inhale, opening, getting length. Exhale, surrendering, rooting the right thigh as you open. Another couple breaths. Come forward, back to lunge. This time we'll just let the right leg come back with the left knee down. Lift the right foot and see if you can find a moment of balance, left hand to the right foot. Lift and press your foot back as the heart and gaze come forward. And release. Inhale, the left leg, right hand to the left foot. Release the right hand down, lift the back knee and come up to three-legged dog. Open the hips, stack the left over the right. Press your right hip back to get long in the sideways and press evenly through both hands. You can hang out here or take some big circles, left knee drawing in towards the belly, then out and up to the sky. Slow. Big circles to massage the hip socket. Good. On your next exhale, coil in. Step left foot forward and root your back heel. Inhale, sweep the arms up to Virabhadrasana 2. Establish yourself, rooting down your left thigh, pressing your left knee open, reaching forward and back simultaneously, grounding down the sacrum, lifting up across the heart. Good, right hand back. Inhale, left arm up. Exhale, sweep across the body to the left thigh. Inhale, right arm up and over. And exhale back. Just moving slowly, let your breath lead you. You can keep going like that, or take the left hand down to your ankle, or floor, or block. Spinning the heart to the sky, pressing the right thigh back. Really sending your breath to the places you need it, where you're building strength, your legs. This time we'll stay forward in the Parshvakonasana. Turn your heart to the sky. Press the right thigh back, ground through the left foot. Turn the pinky finger side of your right arm down and then draw the shoulder back into its socket as you open across the chest. Get long, rooting down through your right heel, reaching away with your right fingers like you're shooting rays of light through each finger. One more breath. Exhale, release, hands come into a diagonal. Melt the heart. Take a little sway of the pelvis. And then come over to the right side of your mat, toes pointing to the right. We'll go side to side, inhaling center. Exhale to the left. Inhale center. And as you bend your knee, send your gaze in the opposite direction towards the leg that's extended. You can keep your hands down or lift them and extend as you exhale, your wings opening. Inhale, center. Exhale, open. We'll meet at the front, turning over the left foot, spinning the back heel up and the knee down. Inhale, big breath, open the heart. And exhale, bow over the front shin, drawing your toes back, rooting the left thigh, release the head and neck. Let your body lead the way. If you'd like to be in a pulsation with the breath, or if you just like to hang out and rest, just letting your upper body surrender down a little bit deeper with each exhale, and naturally feeling a little bit of length with each inhale, or taking the big wave-like motion across the spine. Inhale to unfurl, gaze forward. And exhale to melt belly, chest, head down. And Ardha Hanumanasana, this big hamstring opener. Letting your breath come all the way into those tight places in the back of your leg. Inhale, come back to lunge. Plant the hands. We're going to actually step the right foot to meet the left and forward fold. Feel free to bend your knees. This time you can scoop up your elbows with your opposite hands and then just let your head release. You can shake it out. Let it feel heavy and feel the effect of gravity lengthening your spine as you just let your head and neck go. Take a few deep breaths. Feel free to open the mouth. Take some sighs and feel some tension just releasing out of the jaw, releasing out of the neck and shoulders. Big breaths into the belly. Exhale all the way out. Another moment here. If you like, you can add, sometimes I like to interlace the fingers behind the base of the skull. Gently bring the elbows in and not pulling, but just letting, again, that effect of gravity and the weight of the arms and head. Bring a little more length to the neck and the spine. Release the hands. Bend your knees and make your way all the way down onto your seat. I'm going to take the hands to the backs of the legs and lift up, preparing for Navasana, boat pose. So draw the shoulders back, lift the heart, release the hands. You can keep the legs bent or straight. Feel your core building strength. Keep some spaciousness across the shoulder girdle, turning the palms up. And breathing, knowing that shaking is good. We're creating strength, stability, support for our posture, support for our spine. When you're ready to come down, we're gonna be lowering onto our sacrum as slowly as you can. You can hold the backs of your knees if you like, or take yourself slowly back, pausing on your sacrum. Coming to Ardha Navasana. Couple more breaths here. Ground your belly button down. And finally, on your next exhale, let it all go. Release. Just opening up for a moment here. Palms up, heart open. Catching your breath. Smoothing it out. Take your hands onto your belly and your heart. Just a moment to check in, see if your body's got any message for you. And now let your knees bend. Take your hands down by your sides. heels close to your hips. We'll curl the tailbone up and inhale, rise up to bridge. Exhale from the top of the spine first, rolling back down. Sacrum, and tailbone last. So we'll just do a few rolls like that, inhaling to rise. Exhaling to roll down. I love this move because there's so many benefits. We're massaging those tight muscles along the spine. We're getting an inversion as we lift the hips over the heart. We're strengthening the glutes and quadriceps and knees, opening the chest, getting a little back bend, lubricating all across the vertebrae. So let's do another couple more here. Inhale, rise, maybe lift a little higher. Exhale, roll down. Last one on your own with a full, complete breath. Good. Draw your knees into your chest. Give yourself a little hug. Extend your left leg. It can be straight or bent. It's grounding the right thigh. And then bringing your right knee over to the left, holding with your left hand. If this feels like too much, bend your left knee up to meet it so the knees can stack or the left leg can be extended. In a deep twist, lift and spread across the shoulders so you feel grounded in the upper back. And the gaze can be up or gently to the right. Starting to wind down. So let your breath begin to smooth out and get even. Coming back to center. We'll take the right ankle now over the left knee and reach for the hamstring or the shin. Draw your left knee towards your chest as you press your right thigh away. You can also make some circles in your ankle. Release your left foot, lift your right leg, and holding wherever you can reach behind the leg, we're just going to gently draw your shin towards your face, flex your toes down, reach your heel up and away. Left knee can be bent or extended for a deeper stretch. One more option here, if it feels good, is to bend your right knee towards the outside of your chest and come into half happy baby. Sole of the foot to the sky, maybe a little rocking side to side. And then release the right leg, bent or straight, draw the left knee in. Holding the left knee with your right hand, we're going to move over for a twist. And again, if this feels like too much, just bend your right knee up to be a cushion for your left. And then you can let your left arm open. Take some time to slow down the breath. Root your back body. Fill up the lungs fully with each inhale and fully release with each exhale. I as we move towards completion of our practice and we start to wind down, let these poses be opportunities for you to look at areas where you're unconsciously holding tension that you don't need to be. See where you can bring a little bit more ease, or sukha in Sanskrit, to your body. Gently come out of the twist. Bend your right knee, take your left ankle to your right thigh, and then reaching behind the hamstring or the shin for a hip opener, draw your right thigh in, press your left knee away. Feel free to be in a little bit of a pulsation or a sway. And perhaps you wanna roll sometimes through your left ankle. Another breath in and out here. And then release your right foot. Left leg comes up. Holding behind the left leg, we're gonna just gently draw in. And the right leg can be bent or extended. Opening across the back of the left leg as you keep engaged by pulling your toes down, reaching away through your heel, rooting your left hip down. And you can enjoy just being here for a few more breaths, or you can bend the knee out to the side, holding your ankle or foot for half happy baby. You can bring your right leg up to meet it. And so here you can either be in happy baby, or here's your chance to just listen to your body without thinking about it. Just let your body lead the way in any last postures you'd like to take before the final relaxation, Shavasana. Could be a twist. Could be this playful happy baby, could be this simple inversion, legs up, or even shoulder stand if that feels right today. Just give yourself a few more moments to really let your body take charge, and a moment too of just appreciation for this body as you take it slow and let any movements be organic. Whenever you do feel ready, you can extend both your legs out. Let your arms come a little bit out and your palms face up. Let's take a moment to wiggle yourself into a place that feels as comfortable as possible. You're welcome to get a cushion for your knees if you feel any tension in the back. You're welcome to get a pillow for your head, or a blanket to cover up. So just doing what you need to do to feel totally at ease here. And then let your breath soothe you into a place of stillness. Let your mind's eye now, with your eyes closed, turn inwards. And gently gazing at yourself from the inside out. Just checking down, starting at your toes, and we'll work our way up the body, just noticing any sensation and seeing if there's any way you can bring a little bit more relaxation in. So starting with your toes, your feet, heels, ankles, calves, knees, thighs, hips, groin, low belly, sacrum, low back, low ribs, mid-back, upper back, collarbones, shoulders, upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, fingers, upper back, neck, back of the head, top of the head, forehead, temples, eyes, cheeks, nose, lips, teeth, tongue, jaw, chin, whole face, entire head, whole upper body, whole lower body, entire body. Allowing your entire body to relax. You can enjoy Shavasana as long as you want, or begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Perhaps rolling through your wrists and ankles. Reaching long, arms overhead, pointing toes like you're just waking up. And then rolling over to one side. For a moment, just resting your head and your arm. And then coming slowly and gently up to any comfortable seat. Close your eyes and take your hands onto your belly and your heart. Just connecting your hands, which are always working and creating and doing, and often helping others, just connecting your hands to your own body, taking a moment of appreciation for this incredible body, all the ways that it moves, breathes, nourishes, all of the incredible, many different mechanisms, and transformations happening inside at every moment. Feel your incredible heart beneath your hand pulsing, bringing oxygen, nutrients to every cell. Feel all the digestive organs beneath your hand and all the incredible work they do to digest all of your food, your experiences. This incredible body working all the time to keep us alive, to help us thrive. Just take a few deep breaths to honor this amazing being that you are. This one and only you. This is a great time to say a few kind words, either out loud or silently, like some sweet words of love to yourself, of kindness, of compassion. When you're ready, let your hands touch in this gesture of prayer. As we take a moment in reverence for this magnificent life and gratitude for all the wisdom teachings, this wisdom tradition, yoga, and its roots in India, and the many teachers who've allowed it to be passed and spread to us where we are, meeting us where we are, supporting us in our life. And also just take a moment here of gratitude for whoever, whatever fills you up, brings you joy, supports you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I thank you so much for practicing with me today. I hope you feel great. Hope you have a wonderful day. Namaste.